C'est la base, grâce au processus de vol, il y a des résultats qui s'arrêtent. Et moi, qui vous ai dit, par contre, on va éliminer.
Ici, et international, des enfants qui va faire pivoter. Résultat KMPA, prouvé.
Once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where it is now nightfall, and I'm doing that late night drive home by myself. Got a little time, and I always thank God for it, because it's always a great opportunity just to share. And, you know, whenever we speak like this, you know, kind of what I do, teachable or sharing moment, I guess, kind of what I do is I just turn myself over to the Spirit of God and allow Him to give whatever it is that He would desire to give in and through me. Because, you know, we're vessels for, we're human agents in this world, in this paradigm, in this dimension. And but the spiritual reality is what's real. And so when we speak like this, what we're doing is we turn ourselves over to the Spirit of God. Now, what happens in the world side is they turn themselves over to demonic spirits, demonic forces, and they allow those forces to work through them to create all kinds of things, you know, in business, in entertainment, in politics, and you name it. Children of God, we allow the Spirit of God to create through us by turning ourselves over to Him, becoming vessels of righteousness for the kingdom's sake and kingdom's purpose. Now, you know, in that process, you know, we learn what it is to walk with Him. And, you know, part of God's call, when He called me early on, you know, one of the things that He told me up front was, because I knew my own limitations as a person, at that stage especially. And, you know, one of the things that He told me was, look, you know, whenever you stand up to speak for me, I'm always going to speak through you. And whatever's going on outside, you know, whatever's going on in your life, I'll deal with that separately. But as far as the call goes, the call is not contingent. Basically, here's my summary of that. The call is not contingent on my best efforts. You know, the call of God is not contingent on your ability to do something as much as it is your free will being given over to the Spirit of God to do with as He wishes. That's, I think, about the extent of it. You know, is that, you know, when you give your will over to Him, for Him to do with as He pleases in and through you, that's really the main thing that God needs and requires from His children. The rest is Him working in and through you to accomplish His purposes in your life and in His kingdom and in this world. See, we complicate it so many times because the world is complicated. See, the way the world works is, first of all, in the world, nothing is for free. You know, nobody will do you a favor unless they have some other intention behind it. I mean, it's loaded. It's a loaded experience in the world, and the world works differently. So when people come into the kingdom, if you have a frame of reference from the world, you've got to let that go because the kingdom works differently. No, kingdom people, yeah, you know what? Our salvation wasn't free either. It was bought at the highest price possible. It came at the blood of a king. It came, our redemption cost the life of the pure, spotless Lamb of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that is above all. He had to give up His perfect life in order for propitiation to take place, the substitution sacrifice necessary for us to be restored unto God. That only happened because he did what he did. So it wasn't free. The price was beyond the ability for any natural person to pay. But God took it upon himself and paid it so that you and I could accept the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can accept it. It's already paid, but because we could never afford it, he gives it to us as a gift. And that gift is life-changing. That gift is transformational. That gift changes everything in a way that you and I, unless you've experienced it, you can't understand it unless you know it for yourself. See, that's the thing. Like, you know, sometimes people wonder about this salvation experience of this coming into this new life in Christ Jesus. Unless you've experienced it, you can't understand it. Unless you've seen a sunset, a beautiful sunset on a tropical beach, it'll be very hard for you to understand what that truly is. Unless you've seen, you know, the Northern Lights. You know, unless you've seen it, you're not going to know. So a lot of things are like that, unless you've experienced it. See, this is why, too, when God draws you, when he draws you, you know that it's him. Don't harden your heart. Because when people harden their heart, they know he's calling them. But when they harden their heart to that call, to that pulling of the Spirit of God, they never allow to experience and to know the fulfillment of God's plan in their lives. See, you and I were made for a purpose. We were designed for a reason. We were built by the Creator for something specific. Just like cars are meant to drive, boats are meant to float, things that are created were created with intention, with design, with purpose. You know, a boat doesn't make a very good flower garden. You can use it for that, but it's not really fulfilling the purpose it was made for. Most people are like that. Most people are not fulfilling the purpose that they're made for. How do you know? Well, until you are in connection with the Spirit of God, that purpose, that divine purpose, divine formulation, reason for creation, is not being fulfilled. Now, there are objects created for the wrath of God. Yes, there are objects created for to show the other side, and God hardens their hearts and allows them to exist for a reason and a purpose. Yes, those are there. But when it comes to, yeah, those are definitely there. But when it comes to, you know, his children, you get activated when you come into connection. And you get maximized when you stay in connection and stay in clean connection with the Spirit of God. Now, this is one of the challenges. Because, you know, we live in a world that's at enmity with God. We live in a dynamic where everything around you is working to take you into another direction, in another way, to get you to set your heart on things below, where moth and rust destroy, right? Jesus said, set your heart on things above, where moth and rust do not destroy. The kingdom of the world says, set your heart on things below, where moth and rust destroy. What is that? Power, possession, pleasure, well, sex, drugs, money. No, wait. Sex, power, money. Those are kind of the big three in a lot of cases. But, you know, the world wants that. And there's other stuff too. Manipulation, control, which is another manifestation of power. to be revered, to have a reputation, to be covered in a magazine. Well, I don't know. All of the stuff that the world esteems and the world puts up on a pedestal and says this is important. You know what? The thing is, moth and rust destroy. Thieves break in and steal. Everybody gets a new magazine the next month, and who cares what was in the last issue? You know, I think about my sports days. All right. Tell me who won a silver medal in the discus in the 1988 Olympics. Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, maybe you can Google it. But it's not something that people care about too much, is it? No, because it's over. It's done. The world's moved on. And all the things that the people put so much effort and emphasis in during their time in the world is forgotten so fast, especially now in the season of 15-minute celebrities. See, we live now in a time of everybody's a celebrity. You know, with YouTube and Facebook and all of that kind of stuff out there, and just the proliferation of technology and all of the information that people are drawing on and using and utilizing. You know what? Hey, everybody's famous to somebody these days. And people desire so bad to be that. Why? Because they want to be important. Because they want to be somebody. Because they want people to recognize them. If not for their talents and their abilities and their importance, they want them to, on a spiritual level, same thing. We spiritualize the carnal. They want to be recognized as a man of God or a woman of God or a woman of prayer. Or they want to be known externally, known outside for something, anything that would give them prominence and position. Whereas kingdom people, they go within. And their desire is, as long as their lives are in line with the Father, that's enough. As long as He approves of them and He gives the nod on their life and their existence, that's enough. You know, that's what they want. And that's what kingdom people want. We want, at the end of our days, for our Father who art in heaven to say to us, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what we want. That's what we desire. That's what we would love to have. That's what our hope is. And so the things that we do, the words that we say, the involvements that we have, that all of those will just be extensions of that desire. So if God says go left, we want to go left. If God says go right, we want to go right. If God says clean up your act, we want to clean up our act, because the desire is there, the heart is there. And yes, we struggle with our humanity. Yes, we struggle with our frailties. We struggle with the flesh, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Yes, of course. You don't go through anything that's not common unto man. You don't go through anything that other people aren't having a similar issue in a similar time with. You know, Jesus was tempted at every point and yet was without fault. Not a one of us can claim the same thing. Not a one. Because some of us, maybe in the natural, might appear to have done a little better here and there. But you know what? That's, again, man. That's, again, people that keep record and keep score and say, okay, this one's better, this one's okay, this one's good, this one's not. You know, that's man's standard. Before God, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. There is not one righteous, no, not one. And so when you realize that, you stop boasting. Because there's nothing for you to boast in. You fell short, you blew it, you ruined, you screwed up. It's over. Now, accept the gift of God and live in eternity now and live in that new life that's in Christ. It's not dependent on you. It's dependent on Him. And He already did it. All you got to do is live in it. All you have to do is trust and obey. You know what Jesus did? He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. That's the way he lived. It wasn't about works. If the Father was doing it, Jesus was doing it. If the Father wasn't doing it, Jesus wasn't doing it. Simple as that. Doesn't that make it easy? So if you see the Father doing it, do it. If you don't see the Father doing it, don't do it. Because, you know, he's going to lead you. You know, his desire for his people is that they would have and live the abundant life. And the abundant life comes on his terms. And also, here's something too. You got to trust the way the Spirit of God speaks to you. You as an individual, you as a person, you as an eternal being. This is something that's very important. You got to stop looking to people and trust him. You got to stop looking to somebody else to tell you which way to go and hear it from the Spirit of God. And I know that's a scary thing. Because it's a scary thing because at the end of the day, all right, you know, I know there's that scripture, and the multitude of counselors there say, yes, we have godly counsel. Yes, God's given us those peoples. Yes. But also, in that too, he wants you to hear it from him first. He wants you to know what it is to hear his voice first and to trust him and to go forward. You know, here's something. Here's a question. How can anything different be done if everybody's looking for somebody else to tell them how to go forward? Because if other people are telling you how to go forward, they're going to be doing it based out of their own experiences and their own understanding. And that being the case, if that's your own experiences and your own understanding, well, that's limited. And God, when he gives something new, he's got to give it to somebody. So how are you going to be that someone if you keep waiting to hear it from a person and you're not open to the Spirit of God speaking that to you and trusting him? You got to trust. He'll confirm it if you struggle. And I've struggled sometimes with some of the things that God has told me because they weren't my plan. They weren't my thought. They weren't kind of, I had certain things worked out in my own head and God had another idea. And I struggled sometimes with some of the stuff that he told me. I'll straight tell you that. But what did he do? He always found a way to help me to get past that struggle, that difficulty. He always found a way to help me to understand. See, he'll confirm his word if you're open for it. He just needs to, he knows you. He knows what you need in order for you to be willing to go with what he said. But he can tell. He can tell when he looks at your heart. Because man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart. He can tell who wants to serve him, who wants to follow him, and who doesn't. Who's just paying him lip service. To those that want to serve him and want to follow him, to those he will confirm his word. And he will make it true. He will make it plain. He will make it understandable. When I say he'll make it true, what I mean is he's going to take off all of the clutter and give you clarity. He speaks clarity into your soul. See, right now we live in a time where for the children of God, things will get clear. You know, we've lived through seasons of ambiguity. We've lived through times where things were, we weren't sure about certain stuff. But now, what God will do for his people is he will clear things up. He will straighten the crooked way and make it straight. The things, the path that you've been going on, the things that were difficult to walk on, He will clear it up, make it straight, make it clear, make it known. A highway in the wilderness. You know what? I'm just grateful. Because, you know, in all of this, He remains in control. And you don't have to worry. So, you know what? Just know that He loves you. And He's always watching out for us. And when you're not sure, the best thing to do, just pray. Say, Lord Jesus, please help me. Because I don't know what to do, but I trust You. He'll always show you. He's always carried us through. So, hey, God bless you guys. I love you. Keep on keeping on. And we're going to catch up again sometime soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Te fè mpwene ki gen an pil kouken ki bal fèk pou mwoken. Rezif dan KIPA pou vizyon.